This is the tale thus far. Deep in the dune seas of Maya lies Mareel, the last standing city of Mashkala. This is a city of magi and mystics, thieves and cutthroats. A city where the shadows themselves watch your every move. In this place, a band of unlikely adventurers will come together to unearth ancient artifacts, hidden temples, and a plot that threatens the very fabric of reality. A plot beyond the control of the gods above and below is unfolding. In this dark time, a folk story has come to light, and the only hope for the survival of the city and all of creation may be a legendary artifact known as the Crown of Queens.
An excerpt from the Notes of Silent Nocturne. Chased into the underground tunnels by an Ifrit and his demon's pawn, my new friends and I found ourselves overlooking a great underground city, lost beneath the dune sea. Pressed onward by curiosity, we began delving deeper into the tunnels, but quickly found that all was not as it seemed. The antechamber we found beyond the iron door was littered with the corpses of Snerfeblin, the deep gnomes, long lost from Maya. For some reason, Ella touches a pool of acid, then Emmerich and Ella notice we're surrounded by shrouds in macabre crowns marked with the words, "I defied the Emperor." Not eager to press through these entities and risk stirring them, we doubled back to check a side passage, discovering runes made to keep the undead out. Beyond this, we found bodies with a possibly cursed ring, an enchanted suit of armor, and two carvings in the walls. A recipe for sugar cookies beneath the sigil of Barbatos, a demon lord, and a warning. For the purposes of documentation, I have transcribed this message below. I am the last. I will tell the autumn void. The seven seats are vacant once more. Pride has fallen. Wrath seeks him in the space between spaces. The throne of stars has been claimed by a shadow of what has been and what is coming. She has planted herself in the heart of our world. She grows in the deep spaces, once home to the old kingdoms. The north wind sits in the spire of the sea and waits for the war to start. The heart of avarice has stolen the spells of the feathered serpents. She seeks the old covens in the sea of sand to give rise to the ageless viper. That timeless snake dreams in the heart of the dunes, waiting for the doors to be thrown open, waiting for the endless night to come, so he and his endless kingdom can take the prime as their own. The things beyond the stars are a false flag. The nest of vipers are already in this place, preparing a second kingdom for the Mother of Scale. She will rule below as her twin rules above. A snake in the heavens, a snake in the hells, a snake in the prime. Find the Djinn, find the Loa, the Aboleth have gone to war.
Alright, Em. Tell us what happened.
Nah.
So, we found a giant underground city, but we couldn't get to it because it was, what, a couple hundred feet below us?
A little more way down there. Yeah.
So, we started making our way through the cavern, and we found four living statues that started coming at us as soon as I walked in the room.
Yeah, not my fault this time. Want that on the record.
The important part is this, that she said this time.
Yeah.
And we found out that we had to destroy them all at once, or they were going to just keep, like, regenning and coming at us. We got that handled. You guys did really well. I tried to do something really cool and messed it up. Yelled at statues. Felt like a big man. And then I believe it was after that we thought it was worth a shot.
Yeah, okay.
Worked once. We found a giant mural depicting a horde of monsters with familiar-looking swords attacking... Why did I say it like that? Attacking
a... As opposed to B-tacking?
Attacking.
Attacking.
Attacking is when you press A on the controller.
Yes.
An elven city. Ella discovered that she could look through the blade of her sword and see hidden things and discovered that it was an army of a bunch of different races, I think, like elves, gnomes, some humans.
The bad guys were all the races from Maya. Mm-hmm. Like all the native races of Maya. Yeah. And then the ones who looked elven to us were actually like mean snaky man.
Yeah.
Mean snaky man. That's actually what it says in the monster manual.
Yeah. My notes say Trusite-esque. With all the corpses, mm-hmm. the like skeletal corpses
yeah.
of like underdark gnomes,
Snurfeblins,
Smurfs,
and they all had a sign that said "I defy the Emperor." Mm-hmm.
They did indeed.
And then there, you asked them some questions, and everybody threw it up.
Well, I kind of made up for my previous faux pas by trying to do something cool, and I accidentally uncovered a giant secret of Maya that there was missing 10,000 years that nobody could account for. And I now have a piece of parchment covered in Smurfeblin blood. Oh, and in that same room, that same hallway, there are cloaked figures that are wearing a perverse version of the crown we saw in the mural above us that also say, "I defied the Emperor." Mm-hmm. So we went around them.
Oh, but you can't. You can only see them through my sword, right? Mm-hmm. They're not on our plane.
Yeah, I was able to detect evil, but I couldn't actually see their physical form. I think you just were able to do that.
Silent gave me 20 gold for touching of that.
I was going to say, do not skip over the part with the thing of acid.
A giant pool of what looked to be water.
Fucking moron.
Was not water.
As Crossing discovered after receiving 20 gold coins.
Whatever, I got 20 gold.
And she made her reflex.
We live in an interdimensional palace full of riches and things, but you did that for 20 gold.
It's not about the money. It's about sending a message.
Yeah, man, I did it for the story.
She didn't even try and bargain.
No, we haggled.
For 10.
Yeah,
I haggled.
Oh, that's right.
She wanted 25, and then we settled in the middle for 20.
Well, 25 is just ridiculous.
Would have been if it was just water.
So then we found a hallway with rooms to keep undead things out of these rooms at the end. And the first room we went into had two piles of bones and two things on the wall, one of which was an ancient recipe for sugar cookies. Mm-hmm. And one of which was very long and confusing, and we spent a lot of time looking at. Learned a bunch of things from that. Garglin got some cool armor.
Yeah, Garglin got some really cool armor.
And I'm now a baker.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. One of them had a ring for the demon lord Barbatos.
Barbatos was the...
One was on the wall.
Yeah, the symbol by the cookies. Yeah, I'm now an apprentice baker and have a ring that lets me conjure whisks.
Well, right now, Silent is confronting a blue iridescent-eyed, hoofed, 7-foot-tall, horned, alien-faced goat monster demon from beyond the pale.
Yeah.
That is actually where I think we left off last time.
Yes, it was attacking me.
So I think, it went to hit you, and it missed.
Yes.
All right, let's roll some initiative, kids. All right, so let's see. We'll drop into some initiative. Garglin, hell of a roll, bro.
I don't know where that came from.
Matt G, you want to throw initiative for me?
Matt G, are you the Baron? You are! Oh, I'm good at this game.
Yeah, sorry, I was just updating my stats.
I'm glad I, the one getting attacked, go last.
Yeah, I think it's kind of fucked up.
Every time.
Ow! Congrats, it's going on a 20, Plarion's a 19. Alright, so I am for sure going first. So this shadow creature, it's 7 foot tall. Its body looks like it's made of a combination of almost like smoke and oil. It's kind of a almost liquidy as opposed to flesh. But it's still maintaining this kind of solid form, and it's got these dark, oily, like wisps of smoke rolling off of it. And it just kind of leans out with one of its feet. 20 hit you?
20 would hit. Let's see if I can make it not hit. Attack roll. Blocked.
God damn, yeah, that's a 19. All right, so it kind of comes at you with its incorporeal clawed hand, and you're able to kind of deflect it.
I wish that was my attack.
Yeah, that would have been a hell of an attack.
At least I'm not hurt.
Just do that again next time.
Yeah, and then I have improved parry, so your next melee attack against the target does not allow the enemy to apply its dexterity bonus.
I am going to use my special ability.
Oh, good.
Throw me a fortitude save, DC 18.
24.
So you made the fortitude save. You are not slowed, but the smoke just being in your general like vicinity kind of burns as it wraps its way across your skin, doing 13 points of damage. You feel like being in this thing's presence is painful. Next up on the stack, there'll be Garglin. What's Garglin doing?
Garglin is, looks like he's way down the hall from everything that's going on. Can I hear anything from here?
I mean, you hear, I would imagine Silent makes some sort of noise.
I think it's a, oh shit, oh, fuck. And you hear like the, I think it was claw attack or something.
Yeah.
That like clangs against her katana blade. She's like, this, help. Help, please.
Well, I've been with this group long enough to know that oh shit is our battle cry. So I'm going to run down the hallway to, I don't know, I guess I can get to about here with everybody in the corner.
Right on.
I don't know if I can, I can't really attack from there though.
Yeah, you're within range.
Oh, all right, then I'll do that.
You know what, I'm going to smack this thing with my hammer.
That's a hell of a shot, dude, natural 20.
Doing well this evening for some reason. That's terrifying.
It is confirmed. Jeez. Alright, so 20.
Garglin ain't messing around.
That's 48 damage.
That's shit. A lot of damage.
That is a lot of damage. God damn.
Good for me.
Yeah, that was a hell of a hit, dude. Just coming in and wow. Yeah, you fucking hurt that dude bad. Plarion? Shit, man. Way to go, Steve. That's a hell of a roll, dude.
Well, the dice had to work out for me at one point in my life.
I think it's because you're on camera.
Mm-hmm. It is. It makes my pretty face makes my dice roll better.
There you go.
It's science.
I was going to come help, but geez. I guess he's got it handled. Full move is 60, right? And each of these are 5 foot squares?
Yep.
I'll get there eventually.
I am going to send whispers. Next would be Emmerich. What's Emmerich doing?
Yeah, he's got his sword and shield ready. Take a full movement to here. Inside the room, 5 feet away from the creature.
Okay. Next on the stack is finally Silent. What is Silent doing?
I think she's going to... I'm at half health. Can't really take another hit from that spectral shade, whatever. I'll attack it. Katana time. Versatile strike. How is that? 24 and 20.
20 will not hit. 24 will hit.
Okay. 11 damage.
All right.
Will the improved parry, does that go on to both attacks or just one?
Just one. It's the first one. Yeah.
And then I think I'm going to like step back here. Maybe let some more people into this room.
Can I would have to move further into this hallway to be able to have eyes on it. Yes.
Yes.
If I move here, can I see it?
You can see the wisps coming off of it, but you can't see it itself.
Okay.
The area around it, the 10-foot area around it, is like where the black oily kind of tendril smoky stuff is. But you can't quite see the central form of it.
Okay. Can I share a space with Gargolin to attack and then move back out of it?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to move up to here. I'm just going to move into the room, but not in melee with it. Okay. And I'm going to shoot an arrow at it.
All right.
Pew, pew. Pew, pew. 20 and a 24.
24 will hit for 8.
Pew.
Perception check. Emric. Silent. Gargling. Gratz. Gargling is really just looking at his hammer, taking it in from the massive damage he's done.
He's not just really marveling at his own self work.
The rest of you, the entity looks shocked. When Graziella entered the room, it looked shocked.
Oh. I'm strikingly beautiful, so it super makes sense.
Yeah, what was that about self worth and marveling? I learned it by watching you, Dad.
Whatever, buddy, I made the check.
It takes a step here. Gargolin and Silent get attack of opportunities on it.
Okay.
Oh, it hates me because I have the fucking baker ring now.
All right, I guess I'll move up and smack it again.
Just that first. No,
you can't move out of the square. You're just going to attack of opportunity. Yeah, you guys kill it.
Oh.
Yeah, between the two of you. So.
That was about to go poorly for me.
It moves towards Graziella. It's hand extended. And Silent just slices it like once across the back of the neck, once through the midsection. Gargolin buckles its knees. The thing drops to his knees and its hand kind of stretching towards Graziella. Even on its knees, it's still, maybe a half a head height above her. And as its body starts to displace into the void, it says, Hagris. And then it just kind of...
Hagris?
I was going to mention when I got to the rest of the group. Let me ask you something. I've been with the group the whole time?
Yes.
Or not? Okay. So one of them would have said these were warding symbols against undead?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't you just move out on the other side of the wards, guys?
We just got here.
I'm just saying. They wouldn't have had to, like...
Have you met us?
It's also been 36 seconds.
Just asking. Okay. All right.
I walked in here, got attacked, and then we killed it.
Okay, that's cool. I'm just asking. I mean, you just could have run up the hall and been fine. But
100% certain that this thing is undead.
We'll never know now. Anything to me?
No, that name doesn't mean anything to you.
Can I try my monster lore roll on this?
Yeah, sure. Go for it. You rolled a 1.
Yeah.
You have no idea what the hell that thing was.
Can I loot its dead body?
It's less of a dead body and more of like a quickly vaporizing puddle of goo.
Gross.
Gross.
Yeah, it's really disgusting.
Can I a bardic lure this thing?
Yeah, sure, go for it. Definitely from the pit, definitely from the abyssal wastelands, one of the lower or higher courts of demons, but you're not sure which one. 4 higher courts of demons or cups, chains, wands, swords.
I will say to Graziella, I'll say you've attracted some interesting people in your travels here.
Yes, I am a very interesting person.
Well, your interestingness has attracted one of the 4 courts of hell. So good luck to you, sister.
You know what? He's not the first time and probably will not be the last time. Can I look at this slowly disintegrating pile of goo through my sword and see if it looks any different?
Yes. As you look at it through the sword, you can kind of see that there's a silver cord that's slowly fading.
And have I've never seen anything like that before.
No, but it seems very odd that there would be a terrestrial piece of energy going from this plane into another plane. You're actually watching kind of the transubstantiation of an entity being sent back to its home plane.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've been 20 gold to touch it.
Oh, I'm thinking about it.
Make it 40, I'll throw it.
You guys are dicks. No. Can I, while I still have my sword out, can I look at there's a pile of bones in the corner, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Can I look at the pile of bones through my sword as well?
You can. The pile of bones seems to be humanoid in nature. Medium size, but that's about all you can see.
Did you already explore the southern chamber? That's the mirror image of this.
Yeah, that's where we found the cookies recipe and the other thing on the wall, right, guys?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Just making sure.
That's cool. I only heard the podcast. I didn't see the map. My bad.
No. I was just making sure I was actually correct.
Yeah.
Can I loot the pile of bones?
Sure. You're just rifling through the pile of bones.
Yep. Diggy, dig, dig.
Everyone's watching, pinching the bridge of his nose. I do wonder what was attracting that thing to you? Is it the sword? Is it...
It's because she's the
ring.
I don't know, and now it's dead, so we will never know. And I just keep digging through the pile of bones. Looking for more jewelry.
Clarion?
Yeah.
Make a perception check.
Nope. I'm just sitting there drinking my flask, waiting for them to jaw.
Okay. So, Ella's digging through bones. What the fuck are Silent and Emmerich and Gargling doing in this room?
Is there anything on the walls?
No.
There's a recipe for brownies.
No. There's the walls in here are actually kind of barren. The floor is fairly clean. If this entity was just in this room, it's been in here for a prolonged period of time with nothing else. But this chamber is, with the exception of that pile of bones, is pretty much empty.
I think Cylon's going to take her little friend by the hand and step past Gargolin and then past Plarion to go out into the hall.
Okay, let's put her back up here for a second.
Oh, no.
Okay, Plarion. Nope. You feel a little goblin jump on your back.
I feel claws
at your
on
throat.
My back. Okay. Yep.
And claws just kind of poke into your throat. Not enough to pierce the skin, but you can tell that it could cut you open. And I just whisper, move, and I'll open you up.
Okay, I don't move. Surprise there, right?
So, as Silent is looking down the hallway, please, Magi, explain to Silent what she sees perched on Plarion's back.
Okay, you see this, little bluish-green goblin with a black cloak and a little crown on his head, just kind of, with his razor-sharp black claws at your friend's throat.
Hmm.
And he's looking at Ella intensely. If I can see her.
Hey, Plarion, you found a little friend?
Not a friend. I kind of lean my neck just ever so slightly so Silent can see the nails that are at my throat about to cut me open. Mm-hmm. Not a friend.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Can I see them? Can they see me?
Yes, you guys can kind of peer around that corner at each other from the distance. What makes this goblin so fucking disturbing is its skin is like this kind of pallid bluish green, and its eyes, which are, goblin's eyes are normally like big and luminescent, they're black with these little red slits, and then it's got this jaunty little golden crown on top of its head. and these almost like bat-like ears and these little fangs. It's wearing this black kind of ragged cloak. Yeah.
And same size as a regular goblin?
Or? Yeah, it's the same size as a regular goblin.
Okay.
Can I tell it's like making weird aggressive eye contact with me?
Yes. Yeah, it's making like big creepy eye contact. It's fucking disturbing.
I'm gonna like point my bow and arrow in that direction and like make aggressive eye contact back and like maybe lift one of my eyebrows in like a saucy little gesture.
I kind of move a little bit more behind his head and I kind of pull his head back a little bit and dig the claws a little bit more in and go, ah, ah, ah.
I'm going to take a step forward and be like, I don't think you want to do that.
Likewise, you enter my kingdom and then steal from the king?
Your kingdom?
Yes, my kingdom.
Your kingdom is a dungeon hallway.
Can I,
You are a filthy thief!
Can I make a diplomacy roll?
Yeah, go for it.
Come now, friend. We can come to an agreement here. We don't have to spill any blood over this. We're reasonable humanoids, aren't we? Come on. You seem to be of royalty of some sort. Surely you have nobility in you.
Your friend seems very wise.
Yeah, you're really liking that Plarion is referring to you as nobility, and I mean, like, yes, of course, you know, like you dig this, you dig Plarion a lot.
Can't we talk to so we're like civilized beings, rather than threatening each other like this? It's not the way of a king, is it?
It is not the way to enter a kingdom without offering and then stealing his property.
We had no idea we were in your kingdom. Can we talk about this without having your nails to my throat? It would be a lot easier to speak.
Can I see that he's like trying to talk his way out of it and put my bow and arrow down?
Yeah.
I'm going along with him as he's talking. I'll like lower it down.
Just wanted to mention that diplomacy is like one of my highest skills.
I never forget to use it.
Awesome.
I was like, whatever, I'm a really good shot. I'll kill it.
Okay, I'll look at Ella and go, and the blade. Kick it over.
What blade?
My blade. Mm-hmm. Thief.
Did you pick up a sword in here?
No, she only has one blade. She knows what
that's not about. True. I have a lot of blades. I've picked up a lot of weapons over this game.
I know, but you only have one special blade. This guy's could be.
I do only have one special blade, and I correct me if I'm wrong. I don't want to drop that.
No, hell no.
I like feel an attachment to it, and I do not want to let it go.
Yeah. It's compulsion. You can't. Yeah.
I'm gonna like put my bow and arrow completely away. Mm-hmm. And like put my hands up kind of and just be like, I think it is my blade now.
It is not yours to take.
Your Highness, I believe there has been some sort of misunderstanding. We did not acquire this blade in your kingdom.
I can't give you a little glance and then back to Ella.
Yeah, I'm not moving. I'm not dropping the blade.
This is for you guys to figure out. I'm just chilling.
Silent looks back and forth and then drops her katana and like kicks it over. She's like, there's a blade.
When Silent drops her katana and kicks it over, the little weebling Ifrit creature toddles over on its little monkey arms and picks up the katana, turns around and walks back to her and hands it up to her.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can play fetch.
She takes it back. She's like, well, thanks, I think.
I'm still trying to talk our way out of this. I'm like, let's put down our arms and discuss this like civilized folk like nobility would. You know? I'm going to keep on that track and we'll make another diplomacy roll, I guess.
Okay.
Emmerich likewise puts his sword up and has his hands in the air.
I was only a 12.
Yeah, I was only a 12.
It's not bad. I mean,
I know. I'm just trying to get to a like a more peaceful solution. I'm trying to appeal to his nobility and stuff. Because, I mean, he's wearing a crown and a cloak and everything. He probably fits himself that way, I would guess.
So you're, sucking up to him.
He's being a diplomat. He's doing...
Well, I'm trying to come to a reasonable solution where you don't have to put down your sword that you're addicted to, and this guy doesn't slit my throat open. Those are both things that would be bad.
Perhaps some other barter we can make. I'm going to try a diplomacy role as well.
18's not bad.
Okay. I don't loosen my grip on it at all, but I say, I'd rather not open up your fancy head, man. We will see if the thief is truly a thief. You will follow me to my keep. And I kind of gesture to Porion to go. So directions to my throne.
You're like Master Blaster driving Plarion right now.
Yeah.
Who rules Barter Town?
Mm-hmm. Fucking the Baron, apparently.
And so
which way do you take?
Pope's move.
Give me.
And I'll paint him red. Right to him, to the throne. Different direction, that's it.
Alright, so you guys start moving this way.
I, by the way, am going to keep Emmy between myself and Plarion and the Goblin.
Okay. So, you guys get out to... Like, how close are you following him?
Close enough to follow, but not, right up on him. Mm-hmm. Let me hold
on. Far enough that we could talk about him behind his back, but not far enough that if he does anything...
I feel like close enough that we're definitely following him. Like, he can tell we're following him. I'm not getting close to him. Mm-hmm. I'm keeping people between
about 5 feet, enough to give him space to feel comfortable, but enough space that I'm not...
Okay, so you're closer than 30 feet away?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can't speak for everybody else.
Yeah, I would bet. I would bet we all are within 30 feet of him.
Yeah, let me know if anybody is outside of 30 feet of him.
It sounds like a trap.
I know it does, but I feel like I would be within.
So within 30 feet of him, he's sitting on Plarion's pauldron, kind of one hand on the other side of his neck and a little single finger kind of pointed against Plarion's throat. And they're actually just having a little conversation, just as you could see my tapestries and my rugs. The Baron is very proud of his keep. But what you do notice...
I'm trying to be obsequious to him. And, of course, very nice, very nicely done. You know.
But you notice as he's traveling with you, you see in a 30-foot sphere around him, these shaded that Ella had seen before. They actually kind of move out of range and into the walls.
Oh, he's like a bubble, like pushing them away?
So as he gets closer to them, yes, exactly. It's like there's an aura around him that pushes back these specters. And as you are moving through the hallway, he takes you down another little dark corridor. You guys are traveling down the spiral staircase, and you come down into this. It's very the place is beautiful. Like the stonework is really immaculately put together. It's masterwork quality. Like even someone without a craftsman skill would look at the brick and mortaring in here and just kind of almost be in awe of how it's very seamlessly put together. The care and craftsmanship that has gone and just into the simplistic construction of mortar is still beyond reproach, beyond what you would expect from just a, you know, a place that this goblin would be calling his kingdom. Now there is a fair amount of dust. I discarded like broken bits of bone and broken bits of like trash and wood and things that are just kind of scattered about. And you come down and it opens into this this kind of dining chamber with these arched ceilings. There's this this old wood tables that look like they've been slightly varnished, but they aren't. There's not chipping or pinning in them. There's a small rat sitting on one of the tables that may or may not give a slight curtsy as the Baron enters. Can Ella make a perception check for me?
Oh man, can she? She would love to make a perception check for you. She rolled a 23.
Immediately her eyes are drawn past this chamber into the next chamber. There's a large stone chair. This chair has wood backing. This is the same kind of varnished wood that the tables are made out of, is on the backing of the chair. There's a crescent moon shape, and lodged into the crescent, you know, between the two points of the crescent moon, is an Ephraim's razor. And that's been kind of just stuck like a, like somebody would stick an axe into a heft of wood that they use as like a chopping block. It has been stuck there. The stone chair has kind of crescent moon and bat motifs on it. And all around the chair are just like rusted pieces of iron and little like kind of pieces of door hinge or broken spear tips, shields, bits of metal, bits of cloth. It looks like, you know, somebody has amassed a junk hoard around this chair and also in the kind of corners of this room.
Does the sword look identical to mine? Yes.
As close as they could look, yes.
Yeah, especially from this far away. Correct. From what I can tell, it looks identical to mine.
Yeah.
I really want to look at it through my sword, but I don't want to touch my sword right now.
Can I see that the blade's still there?
Yeah, your blade is still exactly where you left it.
Okay, I kind of loosen my grip and just kind of come around to his face and go, apologies, and I kind of like give him a kiss on the cheek on each side, like the French way, and then I slap his cheek and go, apologies, fancy man, and I jump off, and I go up to the rat. Well, I walk past the rat and go, Gary, I told you to let me know when people enter the kingdom, and then I carry on walking towards the throne and just go, Percival, and like nod, and then as I'm getting closer, I just look at another corner and go, Mildred. And I go sit on my friend and I clap and go, come.
Well, that explains that.
Does it?
I like put my hand, because I've been like walking with my hands up to try and be like, I'm not touching the sword this whole time.
Right.
So I like slowly put them down, but I'm still not touching the sword. But I walk towards him and I'm just like, so you have your own sword?
Seems to be some confusion. But still, you've entered my kingdom without tribute. But for my demeanor, I will let the first transgression slide. Won't you offer me tribute?
Gargolin says under his breath, this don't look like no goblin kingdom to me.
Perception check, anybody who's... Well, okay, so Ella, put yourself on the map. Shit's about to get kind of interesting.
Okay, I'm like, I feel like I'm probably like here.
Okay, like there?
Maybe I'm like here. I've like walked into the room, but I'm not like following him right up, you know?
Okay.
I'm checking out my surroundings.
Okay.
I'm dumb, I'm not that dumb. I'm pretty dumb.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're, she's not dumb, she's just inexperienced.
She's curious.
Yeah.
As soon as I got onto my throne as well, I took the blade and put it under my coat because I'm like wary of it being stolen still.
Oh, so I see that he was able to like not be holding his sword.
Yes.
Interesting. I make note of that in my mental note board.
Emmerich, I would like you to make a perception check for me.
34.
Damn, Emmy.
Dude, there's ghosts everywhere.
Oh, no.
Everywhere?
Everywhere.
Oh, God.
Yeah, everywhere. Not shades or specters or... But there are just, like, lingering echoes of spirits every fucking where in here.
Can I tell what they are, or is it just, like, a general...
Just a general shade. Shadow people.
Okay.
Emmy?
Yes.
They all appear to be... Elven. That's all I'm giving you, because that was a hell of a roll. Okay, so everybody hears a squeaking rat sound, with the exception of the Baron... And weirdly, Ella, who maybe does not quite understand how this ability works yet, but it is one of her new abilities after the many things. From Gary, the rat.
Oh, Gary.
She hears,
and to give to our illustrious leader, one must be offering up tribute of proper value to travel through the kingdom.
And the rest of you just kind of hear this little rat squeaking. Squeak, squeaker, squeak, squeakum, squeakum, squeak. But Ella, kid, strangely, there's a talking rat. Yeah, it's fucking weird. You're like, wait, what?
The Baron just jumps up onto his chair and goes, wait! And I jump off, I run around the chair, and when I come back around, the cloak has been flipped.
Okay.
And then I climb back into the chair, and I go, continue!
So he's switched the black, and so the cloak is black on the outside. And when he switches it over, it is now red on the outside. He's basically just turned it inside out. The entire outside of, Emmerich would see this, the entire outside of the cloak is covered in ancient elven, like runic stitching.
I guess I would have to get closer to see.
Yeah, and it looks like he's this has been ripped off of something larger.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I know modern elven, I wouldn't know ancient elven.
He only sees it through his emerald. Yeah, it's a perception thing.
We heard the Duke, who I don't think has introduced himself yet.
The Baron.
The Baron. We have to pay him tribute?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, but no one... Am I the only one who understood that?
He said tribute. You're the only one that understands the rat. Everybody else just hears the rat squeaking. There's a lot of confusion happening right now. But the speak with animals ability is a thing. Yeah.
I think I would start to talk back to the rat. I'd just be like, oh, cool, there's a fucking talking rat down here. And I would just respond to the rat. I would just, what kind of tribute should we pay?
First, madam, announce yourself to those who hold court here. What is your name?
I, like, take a moment and, like, brush my, like, whiskers back. And I'm like, but of course. My name is Graciela Anastasia Blackfoot.
Okay,
and these are my handmaidens. And I gesture to the rest of the group, who
what
I assume
are here while this is happening.
I was going to say,
watching me have a mental breakdown talking to a rat.
Right, right.
Are you speaking to the rat?
This is like a beautiful moment where the camera pans back over the shoulder of a deranged goblin, and you see Ella fucking talking to a rat on the floor, and everybody else in the party's like, okay, she's lost it. We're fucking finally around the bend. What the fuck is happening here?
You're seeing this too, right?
I turn to whoever is standing next to me, probably Emmy. Introduce yourself.
Did I hear them call him a rat?
Yes, yeah.
I kind of jump up on my chair again and you will address him as Gary Squeaksmire to 1700. He is a noble man.
Gary Squeaksmire.
The 1700th.
Yeah, I've probably gone for a few.
The 1700th?
Emmerich looks like he's having a minor, crisis of faith as he is trying to steel himself to speak.
And I'm just staring at you why aren't you talking back to him? Obviously.
My apologies, Gary Squeakmire?
Squeaksmire.
Squeaksmire, the 17th. I apologize.
100th.
1700th.
He comes from a long and proud line of Gary Squeaksmeyers.
Not now, Silent.
Oh, Silent's probably writing
all
this. All
this down.
I am Emmerich Duraine.
I shall call you Glass Eye.
I've been called worse. Thank you.
I will step out and with a flourish, of course. You know, I am Plarion the Inscrutable, Paladin of Orcas.
Ah, fancy man, you are good people. I apologize for my brutality.
I offer you this in tribute, and I pull out one of the gems we found earlier.
Now this to the Baron would be a big deal. So,
and I make a big play of it too, even though it's only like a 20 gold piece gem.
Right, but Baron would be very ecstatic to have this.
To you, sire, as our tribute for being in your kingdom.
I can't look at Gary to go get it.
This rat like hops over. It's like it can't carry the fucking gem because it's just a normal rat. So it's like right. Trying to walk its way back over with this gem in its hand.
Okay, I put it up near my eye and look at the elf and go, ha, I am like you now, elf. And I pocket the gem.
Are we just giving this guy things?
I don't know. At least introduce yourself to
Gary. Silent does like a little bow. She's like, I'm Silent Nocturne. I'm a writer. You might have heard of me. She like looks at the rat. Probably not him, though.
Gary reads many books.
Oh. Well, maybe you have heard of me. For the esteemed whoever you are, she takes out a couple pages, a story, presents it to the rat.
Gary seems very pleased by this.
3 pages out of her notes.
The rat squeaks in your general direction, and what Ella hears is, would you mind signing this, madam?
I like turn and look at Silent, like expectantly, waiting for her to answer.
I look at Ella.
And I'm like, are you going to sign it?
I guess I, sure, hold on. She like.
Seems like a reasonable request. And I like turn back around and stare at Gary. I'm fascinated equally by Gary and the Baron because I've never seen a talking rat or a goblin before.
You have no idea what a goblin is.
Nope.
So
nope, they're both just, equally weird to me. Yeah, but you're I'm just loving
like, really creepy. You're like, what the fuck, where are we?
Yeah.
Officially through the looking glass. So then the small little demon creature does like a bow, trying to emulate what Silent has done, and it gurgles out something like, heard of me. Looks over at Garglin, like smiling, like, I did good.
I'm so proud of my baby. We gotta
teach Garglin has no idea what's happening.
Garglin's right really fucking confused.
Yeah.
I say, you have pleased Gary very much. This is very good. Gary has had a rough time after accidentally eating many of his babies, but this has cheered him up immensely, and I will accept your tribute for entering my kingdom. Now, what brings you here?
We were waylaid in the lost city of the sands, and we found our way down into your kingdom.
How long have you been here?
Kind of looking around. You've got many years, many years. King does not count the full amount of his reign.
Are you the one who had the unfortunate souls above us condemned to death?
I only kill for food, mainly, or if someone disrespects the Baron. For I am the Baron. Obviously, you knew that already.
I look at Emmer, because he's not the Emperor, he's the Baron.
I'll be like, do you get many visitors in your kingdom?
There's many people constantly around. Some are not as physical as you, but yes, there are many here. Can you not see?
Sure can, pal.
I'm gonna make like a 1 minute like motion with my hand, like a, give me a second, and I'm gonna pull out Ephraim's razor, but like in a very like, I'm not using it kind of a way, like very passively, and right. Start looking around the room through the sword.
Yeah, there's ghosts everywhere.
And then I'm gonna fucking zero in on the talking rat and the goblin, and what do they look like through my sword?
The goblin is very much a small vampiric-esque goblinoid, and the rat is a rat. It's a normal, everyday little rat.
But does anything else around the room look different? Can I see the signs on his cloak?
You can see the signs on his cloak, but you wouldn't know the dialect.
Okay.
So, I mean, you might be able to pick up their elven, but past that, you're not really sure what is written on it. Mm-hmm. Looks to be part of a larger standard of some sort. Ephraim's razor. You see he has a legitimate razor.
Yeah, can I'm never kidding what she's doing with mine.
Yeah, you know exactly what she's doing with yours.
I was like, can I tell anything about his razor by looking at it through my razor?
Razor vision.
Razor vision. No, you just, there's a kinship. There's a, it's like, you know how Jeep people give each other a nod. It's the same kind of, it's the same kind of vibe.
We're sword buddies.
Yeah. There's only 31 of you.
Emmerich bows deeply. My lord, your cloak is magnificent. I was hoping I could come take a closer look at the fine craftsmanship.
You may approach.
With his sword put away and hands out, Emmerich approaches and takes a closer look at this cloak.
There's a lot of stitches.
I kind of like stand up and like kind of pirouette around on my chair and go, it's magnificent, isn't it? And I just start going, swooshing it around.
And my head is like bobbing, trying to look at.
Roll 2d20s independently.
So the first one's a 20.
All right. That's perfect.
Second is a 14.
All right. So the first word is definitely, when you put it all together, it's torn. And the second word is male. You don't know exactly what it is, but it's something to the effect of masculine or male, and nobility.
Get this magnificent cloak. Who made this for you?
Now, I, as the storyteller, will step in and tell you where he got it.
Matt just makes something up completely different from your network.
I got it from the land of Costco.
He explains to you that in the village that he lived in before he inherited his kingdom, there was great standards that were used to celebrate the leadership of a massive walled kingdom that is not far from here. And he took this from one of the standards because he liked the color.
And we, just to remind myself, we don't know where we are. We know we're in the Dune Sea somewhere, but we don't know, like, if we're in one of the cities or what city we're in.
Right. You have no idea where you are.
Just making sure.
And when you guys came out of the last key gate, you actually came out of an outpost, not even in a city proper, which you thought was kind of weird in the first place.
And he said he came from a walled-in city?
A walled city, yes.
I look at Ella and go, come.
I step forward. I go to, like, shake hands with Gary. Does Gary want to shake my hand?
Gary's busy reading. He's not paying attention to anything right now.
I draw the razor. And, like, kind of motion it to do the same.
Okay, I draw my razor.
And kind of, like, touch tips a little bit. And say...
We're crossing streams!
I just go, no. Are you in service of the Lords of Thief?
I will, like, look him in the eye and be like, I am in service to myself. Who are you in service to?
Okay, when you say that, holding the blade, you physically feel like the pit of your stomach gets a little weird.
Are you like, I am in service to myself?
Yeah, exactly.
I recognize that as that she is.
Yeah. You wouldn't have a defibrillator if you were in service of the Thief Lords.
I just go, you are indeed.
How did you come upon your blade?
It was given as a gift.
That is a very nice gift. Who gave it to you?
The Shadow Man.
The Shadow Man.
Yes, he's just some chap passing through. I took it as tribute.
Does that mean anything to me?
You do know the stories. The first field of battle that the Ephraim's Razor was given on, there was allegedly a small shadowed entity that showed up on the first night, offering the razor. You know, explaining kind of the deal that is struck when one takes the razor. You gain all the powers that come with the razor, but you are in service of the Thief Lords, and if they call upon you, you must answer, or they will come for you.
I will ask him. Have the Lords ever called upon you?
No, but seeing as you hold a razor, I will aid you in your Tevis while in my kingdom and help you on your way.
Thank you.
For you all, please, Gary. And I just give Gary a little pat on the head.
Do you have any more special rats like Gary?
There's been 16,999 before him. But now Gary is the only special one. Until he dies and I find new Gary.
You sound like a sociopath. I'm into it though.
He is Gary, he is the many.
Really, honestly, right now, Graziella is like, how do I get my own talking rat pet? That's all she wants now. She fucking wants a little Snow White army of minion talking animals. I was like, I'm very interested in Gary. Gary doesn't care about me. He's still reading Silent Story.
Gary's really into Silent Story. He's already on like page 4.
How may I assist?
How big is your kingdom? How many, is it go further down or?
My kingdom is all I lay claim to.
Have you ever seen a doorway or an arch that seems like it doesn't belong there?
All doors lead somewhere. Who's to say if they belong?
Have you ever been to the city on the further below these dungeons?
He kind of like turns and looks into the distance, kind of haunted looking. And just goes, the city is a bad place.
The city is a bad place.
And then he kind of like swishes his cape and looks in another direction. And goes, a terrible place.
Oh, well then I'm glad that we found you before we decided to go into the city.
You wish to enter the city. It is a bad place.
A terrible place.
A bad, terrible place.
How did you word on the street is. From here?
I kind of jump onto your kind of like chest holding your face, put my face next to yours and go, it is a very dark place. It'd be wise to stay away.
I like do that thing where I like push my head back into my shoulders further to like get away from you. But like I'm not pushing you away, but I'm just like personal bubble, personal bubble.
It's a very cat response.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't just lean in and go, it is bad. And then I jump back onto my friend.
I sent you a whisper, Maggie.
Yeah, just in that.
Cool.
Do you have any other people in your service besides Gary?
I can't look around the room and just gesture to all the ghosts no one can see.
Do the ghosts seem to be paying any mind to us?
No, or? Fuck no. Okay. Not to him, not to you, not to Gary.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, they're just echoes. But they're there. They're going about their daily kind of business. It looks like
ghostly business.
Yeah, ghostly business. Because I'm assuming Ella isn't holding it up, like the blade up to her face and like using it as a viewmaster, so she's not looking at them constantly. Emmerich is seeing them the whole time. It looks like you're in some sort of maybe military encampment or guardhouse of some sort. It seems like there's a pretty regimented rotation of entities coming in, sitting down at the tables, other entities standing up and moving out almost in shifts. And you're just kind of picking that up from the time that you're in here. It seems to be pretty lockstep regimented.
But I'm kind of seeing several times playing out at once.
Right, yeah.
I just kind of like point beyond them and go, Mildred, you care? Pull yourself together. And I
immediately look at where he's looking at and try and figure out who the fuck Mildred is.
And then I turn back and go, but since we have, we're going to get the blade out, a kinship. If it's the city you wish to proceed, I will help you reach your goal. But the city is a dark place, guarded by legions of horrors. But I know of one way. But you might all die. Come. And then I head off back up the stairs.
It's actually out this door. There's a door over here.
I also pick Gary up and put him on my shoulder.
Now might be the opportune time to talk about doubling back to see if our friend is still topside. Maybe we can still get to the gate that way.
I just shout down the corridor. Come, 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 come.
I mean, it's so nice of the Baron to invite us into his kingdom.
Yeah, I just start following him, and I turn back over. I mean, I go, come, 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 come. I keep walking. I'm fucking fascinated by these two. I love them.
That's how he died. Deep underground. Mm-hmm. Talking to a rat.
Yeah, this is literally Alice following a talking rabbit down a hole. Like, she's about it.
As Silent passes by the Gary.
Gary's on
with the Baron's shoulder.
Oh, okay. Is he still reading?
Yes, he's still reading.
Okay, I'll let him read then. Gary wants a review.
Gary's really into it.
I'm with Emmerich on this one, but I guess I have to stay with the group.
Garland's just standing in the mess hall looking around like...
Garland follows behind, kind of lags behind, and yells out, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, why are we going to this dangerous, dark city when we're supposed to go through the gate and back with a key?
No, yeah. I'm just down the hallway like, come, 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 come.
Yeah, we're taking orders from Captain Crazy Pants down there. What's...
I try to talk to Gary on his shoulder, like, are you enjoying the story?
Oh, it is very good. I especially like the part with the Dejens. Oh, this is wonderful. Her syntax is beautiful.
Like, oh, he said a nice thing about you.
Do you say that, or do you just...
No, I don't say anything. I just smile, because I assume you heard him say the thing. I don't know. I'm the only one who can hear him.
Right.
He, like, catches your smile and, like, not sure what's going on.
As I'm walking down, I flip the cloak back around as well.
He gets more difficult to see when you flip the cloak back around, but he's not actively hiding. Also, you watch him kind of walk onto the walls sideways and then upside down. So he's just, it seems as if his feet adhering to the wall is the same as his feet adhering to the floor.
Oh my god, he's Jareth from the Labyrinth.
In a lot of ways. Actually, that's fairly accurate.
The codpiece is a lot bigger.
Forgot to describe that part. Very big codpiece.
Thank you for listening to Crown of Queens. Emmerich is played by Maddie A. at MG Allen on Twitter. Garglin Yalt is played by Arrow Odd at RPG Home Brewery on Twitter. Graziella is played by Vanessa Singleton at Evil V Cookie on Twitter. Clarion the Unscrutable is played by our Dauphine of Audio at Yoda Jones on Twitter. Silent Nocturne is played by M at GameMaker M on Twitter. Our special guest, the Baron, is played by Matt Garbett at ArtMonkeyMG on Twitter. Our storyteller is Anton at Old Magic Gaming on Twitter.
At some point, you should probably tell them to listen to the Go Tech a Fupa track that Matt G put together. That shit is...
That is the opening.
It fucking bangs out of control. It is amazing. I'm hoping to release an entire Go Tech a Fupa album. This title track, Oopa Oopa. It will be phenomenal.
It should be like a concept album.
Yeah, it's got to be.
12-minute songs.
Right.
I think it's all just Neil Diamond covers, guys.
But it's so tuba. Yeah, but with a tuba.
It's Kenny G, but with a tuba.
Like Joey Lauren in 1993, just 5 times on an album.
Yes.
IRL, I'm really jealous of the
I knew Conjurer's
utilities. I'm just like, oh, I wish I had that real life.
I'm just going to make walks out of fucking thin air.
You'll be like the Blue Raja in Mystery Man.
I'm a limey fork flinger, mother.
I can almost guarantee you I will never use it, like all of my druid spells or my wild shape.
Yeah, you don't use any of your fucking abilities.
Well, it's because I just found out I'm a druid, and I don't know what I don't know what I can do yet.
That's true.
So I feel like she's just sitting with it. She doesn't go to spellcasting because she's not been a spellcaster her entire life.
That is a valid point.
She goes to what's familiar. I think one point she's going to get really scared and turn into a house cat and run away.
Little handmaidens, it is your old friend Graciela Anastasia Blackfoot here with a special deal just for you. We're partnering with a coffee company called Found Familiar Coffee. Their coffee is small batch and very premium. You know Ella would not be drinking subpar coffee, absolutely not. If you want to be queen of your own empire, you should definitely pick up some of this coffee for yourself. And when you buy it, use code OLDMAGICGAMING at checkout. That's OLDMAGICGAMING, all one word. I will specifically make sure that you get 10% off. It is a very good deal. And believe me, I know deals. So check it out now. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Crown of Queens. Emmerich is played by Maddie A. at MG Allen on Twitter. Garglin Yalt is played by Arrow Odd at RPG Home Brewery on Twitter. Graziella is played by Vanessa Singleton
at EvilVCookie on Twitter. Clarion the Unscrutable is played by our Dauphine of Audio at Yoda Jones on Twitter. Silent Nocturne is played by M at GameMakerM on Twitter. Our special guest, the Baron, is played by Matt Garbett at ArtMonkeyMG on Twitter. Our storyteller is Anton at OldMagicGaming on Twitter.